Hare Krishna. Let satisfaction be the basis of success, not success the basis of satisfaction. We all want to be happy. We all want to be satisfied. And we all are driven by certain conceptions of what will bring satisfaction. Often in society, certain careers, certain profiles, certain possessions, certain positions, they are glamorized. They are decorated with the label of success. If you have this position, if you have this possession, then you are considered successful. Otherwise, no. So when we let success, when we let our satisfaction be defined by such socially devised definitions of success, then we may well sentence ourselves to perpetual dissatisfaction. Why? Because every one of us is unique. And we are unique not by chance, but by plan. God has made us the way we are, and we are the way we are for a purpose. Whatever the way we are, we can serve an ultimate purpose. How? By using what we have for realizing who we are. Whatever gifts we have, whatever abilities we have, we can make constructive contributions using that. We have certain material abilities, certain material talents, certain interests. And when we learn to function according to our nature, our interests, our talents, then we become peaceful, we become joyful, we become satisfied. Because when we work according to our nature, we are comfortable doing that work and we are competent doing that work. And in this way, we gain satisfaction. When we make satisfaction the basis of our success, that means that now in doing this, I'm satisfied. Doing this, I'm making a contribution. So this is my success. I don't have to chase after socially glamorized definitions of success. When we have this attitude, then we put first things first. We gain satisfaction, that is our success. And actually, when we are satisfied, we can also make wonderful contributions because there is no erosion of our mental energy in doing things for which we are incompatible. So the Bhagavad Gita says in 3.35, Shreyan Swadharmo Viguna Paradharmat Sanashtat Swadharme Nidham Shreya Paradharmo Bhayavaha. It says, act according to your nature, do your duty. Don't chase after someone else's nature or duty thinking that, oh, that is more comfortable. This is more uncomfortable, that is more comfortable. Better to do one's duty. Even if that doesn't give much glory, but working according to one's nature, actually one will make positive contributions. So, this verse can apply in a specific Varnashram context with respect to people who are in different Varanas, not chasing after other Varanas' social roles. But it can also apply universally in the case of individuals, that we work according to our nature. We follow our path according to our nature and we will be satisfied, and that satisfaction will be our success. So instead of making success the basis of our satisfaction, that only when I am successful in the eyes of society, then I'll be satisfied. Rather, we can do that which helps us to become satisfied and thus show the world that success does not have to be a beaten track that is defined by others. It can be our own track that we have chosen and traversed based on who God has made us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.